You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics. It's Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. I'm Nick Newmont. I'm here with Audrey Newmont,
Hello.
My lovely wife. And I'm back. I took a week off. And that was a fun show last week you did with Carolyn Hennessy. She is fascinating.
It was a lot of fun, and she absolutely is fascinating. She's just like very interesting woman.
Yeah,
she's love not, her. Carolyn, not, I hope you're watching. Love you.
Yeah, and we will have Carolyn back on, and so we get more specific on, you know, over the last few weeks we had Ken Klee, fellow healer, and then before that, Marianne Costello from New Jersey. So we're some really wonderful guests are coming on the show with more to come. And one of our viewers that we actually mentioned, you know, Kirby, who is somewhere, I think he's in Iowa at this point with his job. He wanted fresh. And
we can be very fresh.
Yeah. Well, I've been accused of being fresh before, so it's nothing new. No, you know, where he was coming from is that, you know, when he says fresh, it's like being refreshed, you know, and we do the best we can on our show in the less than the hour that we have to be pertinent, to look at the alternative view metaphysically and spiritually of what's going on, but always to be uplifting. And as you know, Audrey, recently I've been a little critical of what people have been writing, you know, going into the new year and portraying a fear-based posture. And I think that we astrologers were very unfortunately accurate in 2020 of what it was going to look like. And you know, you were asking about astrological configurations as we go into the next year, and things will be different, and they look different. And as I've explained to many clients, that when you have very powerful astrological configurations, that shows up in reality. And as challenging as some of those aspects are, like I've had clients have cosmic crosses, karmic crosses go on, and they have lived the challenge of what that's like. But also when the planets move into favor, you know, where they're favorable aspects, you know, for us, we do reap the benefits, and we witness that in our reality. So, and there are more positive things coming in 2021. However, you know, you wanted me to focus on the thing that a lot of people are talking about, and I wrote about and published in Facebook last week, the Jupiter-Saturn alignment on December 21st.
Yeah, I want you to share about that, and then I want to share something that we're going to do and what I was hearing from this woman that I was listening to the other day. Hi, Cheryl Vassar. Hi, Kirby. Hi, Carla. Hi, David and Sherry. All of you, it's good to see you here.
So again, this was a year, and I've, how many times after how many shows have I said this, where we had a lot of very intense astrological alignments that happen infrequently. And infrequently, what I mean is something that happens every 20 years, or something that happens every 13 years, or something that is just does not happen a lot in a person's lifetime. And also when planets like Saturn, which take 29 years to cycle through, you know, the end of this month, basically, you know, a couple of days before Christmas, Saturn and Jupiter are going to go into Aquarius at the same time that they align with each other. So the first part is that they're going to align, and this is the first time in many, many years, I think a couple hundred years, where they're aligning not in an Earth sign. So we're going to go into Aquarius, which is an air sign, which means things get more lofty. And this alignment for most of us will give us a lift, mm-hmm. a feeling of a lift. Now, if you study more mundane astrology, And you look at how planets align with each other, and conjunctions are when planets are on top of each other, astrologically, not on top of each other in the sky. We know it's not quite the same thing. But a conjunction between two planets is when they intensify the relationship between each other. There are squares, trines, sextiles, oppositions. All that comes into play. Like a full moon is when the moon and the sun oppose each other. Mm-hmm. So, and you have Jupiter and Saturn conjuncting each other, and this happens roughly every 20 years, it has a tendency to topple regimes or leaders. So this is going to be very fascinating, because Saturn is very restrictive and Jupiter is very expansive. And so you're going to have this clash of closing in and pushing back. And how many times have I said, you know, I've mentioned to you that I felt that over the last few weeks, that as there are restrictions imposed on us by politicians and authority, we would see the pushback. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing the pushback. And as time goes on, and as we speak, you know, Saturn is at 29 degrees of Capricorn, and Jupiter is at 27:47 of Capricorn, meaning it's almost at 28 degrees. So with each passing day until we get to the 21st, Jupiter is closing in on Saturn. And so when planets in transit, meaning in the sky, not your natal chart, you know, get within 3 degrees of each other, that aspect is applying. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, we don't have to wait for the 21st. So from now, and going back really about a week ago, as we move toward the 21st, we will witness every day, you know, the intensity of this alignment of, you know, closing in, pushing back.
I've been hearing from a lot of people. I've been looking around a lot of different areas, and I am seeing a lot of people really feeling a shift in what's going on. They've been feeling anxiety. They've been feeling a lot of pressure, right, stress. And is that part of what we're looking at?
Yeah, and it is stressful. And Saturn does create that. I mean, this is directly, you know, from what I wrote and to, you know, or the email list and what I published in Facebook. And it is a time of opportunity. The other thing about this in everyday life is some people may feel they've come to a point in the job that they're in that they've come as far as they can come. Mm-hmm. And this is it. This is a time of self-awareness. And even if a person isn't feeling restricted, they will still feel the Jupiterian quality of wanting more freedom, mm-hmm. you know, to be expansive. So let's say if a person has been restricted, they will push back to create freedom. But if a business has been good, it will gain even more prosperity and expand even more. And so what this is, when Jupiter and Saturn come together, as we're talking about, the intensity of the old forms dying off, as well as the new growth taking shape. And most of 2020 has been during the end of the old Jupiter-Saturn cycle that has been in effect, you know, going back about 19 and a half years ago. So we're going into part of the anxiety that people are feeling is also the anticipation of a new era, mm-hmm. that we're going into. It's a new Jupiter-Saturn alignment. So yes, is there a lot happening? Yes, and it's not imagined. It's a reality.
So is there anything about the 21st that is going to be somewhat explosive, that's going to be somewhat like dynamic? Is there anything that on that day, because I keep hearing so much about that particular day, and just give the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, there's another part to this that I have to bring in, and that the alignment on the 21st is a precursor to something that happens in mid-January.
And around so, the time of the inauguration, maybe?
Yeah, around the 20th of January. And I wrote about that too. So as Jupiter and Saturn move into Aquarius around the 21st of this month, and they keep moving, and they get into early Aquarius, they'll get to about 4 degrees of Aquarius around the 20th of January. At that point, right as Uranus goes direct on the 14th, 15th of January, there will be a square in the sky from Uranus to the Jupiter-Saturn alignment, mm-hmm. which means that this sort of bringing down old societal structures will take place. I'm telling you, this is a big deal. And it doesn't matter. You see, what people have to do as they're watching this or read what I write is not assume that I'm talking about any one person. I'm talking about this is a global event. You know, we have a tendency to be patriotically narcissistic at times. And it's all about
Americans. It's just what we do.
Where, you know, it's all about here. This is all over. And so we're moving into this back into we the people of the people by the people.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's going to happen.
And so what I'm hearing is we're going to be maybe more unified at the end of all of this.
Well, yes, because, and as a people, remember I told you on the side a few weeks ago that I felt that as all these restrictions come down, that law enforcement would not go along with it.
As the sheriffs are not going along with things.
And Audrey and a few other people are my witness that I did say that. And that is happening. That is happening. So look, it's a matter of dharma, which means going into the innate sense of right versus wrong, not dogma. That's according to law. Dharma is knowing within what the right thing to do is, and if the right thing is being done. And there is a strong awareness as Saturn and Jupiter leave Capricorn, which is all about authority figures, into Aquarius, which is the next level of things, humanitarian, you know. And again, because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, that is the rebelliousness and the freedom-seeking quality that we have in all of us. It just depends on where that is in a person's chart. And that the Uranus in the chart of the United States is in the fifth house, which has to do with, you know, how we relate to people. And it's squaring the Jupiter-Saturn alignment in the second house, which is intrinsic values and possessions. So there's a big shift of recognition of what's valuable in life.
So with that being said, on the 20th of this month, December, mm-hmm. we are hosting a meditation for all of this, because there is so many changes that are going on, and it's going to be special. It's going to be one where we are all coming together in a unified, nonpartisan way to really focus on divine right action taking place, peace, prosperity, unity, all of these things. So Nick and I will be hosting it, and we're going to be here on Facebook Live. And I don't know if we will be here with LA. I don't know what date that is, but on the 20th, we'll be putting out an announcement. So we'd love to have you all join us for that. Because I think when we are all coming together in an intentional way with meditation, right. powerful things happen.
By the way, that's a Sunday.
Oh, it's a Sunday.
The 20th.
It'll be
Sunday.
A Sunday night. So we will be on Facebook Live. Right. So on to our next fun thing that we're going to talk about.
We want it to be fun.
It is fun.
We want it to be fun. This coming Saturday is the last class of the year. And that is the Arthurian Tarot. And
Kim.
And of course, part of the Arthurian Tarot. Oh, look at that. It doesn't show up on the green screen, right? Magician, Merlin.
Looks kind of cool.
It does look kind of cool. Well, that's Merlin's magic.
There you go.
Getting in there. Anyway, so, and due to, you know, social distancing, we do have chairs available. It's not crowded. We won't let it be crowded.
Will that be online as well?
No, it's not online.
So in person only.
It's in person only. Yeah, because they have to have the cards.
But we do good social distancing. This room is really large, so we have a good amount of social distancing.
You can hear the echo.
And you make it so much fun.
Well, yeah, the way I teach, you know, offshoot tarot. That's not the Rider deck. This is an offshoot. And the way I teach this class, you don't have to have a background in tarot to take this class, because it has to do, there's the Arthurian aspect to this that we get into. And then, you know, we do recognize that through all the craziness that's going on, it is the holiday season and gift giving is going on. And you had your crystal art workshop.
I did.
This past Sunday.
And I wanted to,
God.
I wanted to share, actually, we also want to mention on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, I have a women's group and it's online and it's in person. So if you're interested in that, let me know. So this past week, when we had our crystal art class, I made this piece that I thought I would share with you. It's mica. And I don't know if you can see it well. It's really that shiny. And when you look at it in person, it's got all this real interesting detail on it.
Flip it like this.
Flip it like this.
3D.
Oh, and it's also kind of 3D, but it's hard to see because of the green screen. So if you want, you can look on my Facebook page. I took a little video of it. So we have that. If people want to come by and make art, we're going to leave it open on Saturday, maybe a little bit on Sunday afternoon if people want to come in and make an art piece. I make it very, very easy for you. And again, social distancing is happening. And then we also...
Well wait a minute.
What?
Audrey does really make it easy because I really don't have much creativity.
You can't go.
And I was... No, because it's not done. I even started a piece, and that is not my forte. But with Audrey's guidance... It's actually taking shape.
Yeah.
It's over there. When it's ready,
he's bringing out his inner artist. And I have to say, it's looking really good. He's making a, we'll show it to you when it's all done.
My inner Arthur.
Let's show them this other stuff.
That was
so we have
a bad
enough,
joke.
Your inner art, what?
Arthur. King Arthur.
That's funny.
Now, okay, go ahead. Show the...
All right. So I wanted to share. I told him, I said, we need to share some of the things that we have here because they are so beautiful. Look at this piece. Oh, no. It's so funny. You can't see it because of the green screen.
The green
again.
And the fluorite.
It's a piece of fluorite, and it is stunning in person. And it's one of the pieces that we're selling. So if you're looking for a unique gift for someone, there's also this piece of apatite. This is like this amazing color. It's got turquoise in it. And what is apatite good for?
Well, it opens up the throat. But believe it or not, the word apatite, spelled A-P-A-T-I-T-E, also works on the third chakra as it can be an apatite suppressant. Look at that rose quartz tower. That is pure rose quartz.
So you can't see it as well on here, but it is a really rich pink. Sometimes rose quartz, they're not so rich in person. This is beautiful.
And that's a quintessential heart stone. It's a love stone. Then, again, it's a matter of whether this shows up. This is Utah iceberg selenite.
And it's literally see-through like that.
See? Yep. And this makes a lovely gift. And when you display this in your home, it looks like, especially this time of year, that it's ice. It looks like ice, but it's selenite, which is a member of the gypsum family.
Something just flew out of there. Look at this.
That's a celestite geode egg. That is gorgeous. That comes from Madagascar.
Isn't it stunning?
Yeah, celestite is so gorgeous.
And these kind of gifts, they last a lifetime.
They do.
They're just timeless. Now, this is one of my favorites, and this is the last one.
And this is labradorite, and it's iridescent. So when I'm turning it, it's not just the reflection on the
Bring
studio
it up
lights.
Closer.
It is a matter of it goes
that way. Tilt it that way.
Green, gray, blue, like that.
You know what? We'll take a video of that and post it too.
Yeah, several big raw, free-formed pieces of labradorite here.
They are beautiful, Sherry Brunel.
And
they're gorgeous in person. You should come by and take a peek at them and visit with us.
And we have a lot more. So one thing in the many, many years I've been dealing with crystals, I've always said, if it won't go in my house, it won't go in yours. We only pick the best.
Oh, yeah. And that labradorite, I'm telling you, that is amazing. It's one of my favorite stones.
Truly. So, yes, come and visit us. And
there's more?
And there's more. Also, if the person that you are shopping for is that hard to buy for, like me,
he's a pain to buy for.
Believe it or not, through all the years I've been doing this, especially psychic readings, and again, gift certificates. You can give sessions with Audrey or myself as a gift. They are lovely gifts, and we have special packages right now, especially my sessions. Buy one, give one, get one. BOGO, go.
And I got to tell you, for that person in your life that needs some calm, if nothing else, if they don't want like this a hypnotherapy calm. Session, what I do is I put them out, basically. I make them their own voice memo, two voice memos, one for going to sleep at night that's personalized for them. And then the other one is for those moments when they're having a little bit of stress. We make a little 5-minute timeout memo. So we do all kinds of things here. And for the holidays, we're a really good, unique gift. Yeah.
Yep. We are. We're just unique.
And so now is our unique gift for you. I persuaded Nick to channel Merlin for us tonight.
Before I do that, I will do that. I want to share something because this is reality in action. So today I was in the bank and noticed that one of the local restaurants here is not shut down. There is outdoor dining. And a woman in the bank was talking very loudly about how disgusted she was that that establishment was open. And another customer that was in another line overheard that and had an opposing opinion. And these two took jabs at each other, okay, verbally. But I think that it's great to have an opinion, but it's not at the price of people getting that upset with each other that don't know each other and don't really know what each other's agenda is when they are just, flying off the cuff like that. And this is a moment where calm, is really important because people do have different opinions. They're going to have different opinions and people have perceptions of what is going on and also how their perception filters back into them to serve them.
Yeah.
Okay. Not everything works for everybody.
And I think it's a super important moment to really bring out a lot of compassion for each other.
Right.
There is a incredible amount of information. There's incredible amount that's going on. People are losing their livelihoods. They're losing their, there's this woman who she did everything right with her restaurant and she set it up outside. They shut her down. And then they opened up right next door with a film crew. And there's a lot that's going on. There's this huge amount of conversation and it's just very important at the moment to put out a lot of compassion for everyone. It's right. Across the board. That is the key thing that is just so important right now. So,
and when it comes to, and I only speak for myself, there's a lot that I look at, not just astrologically, psychically, and I have to trust what I feel on things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily an opinion of how things should be. It's simply a recognition of, when I'm, relying on my own clarity. And fortunately for me, I have a very high accuracy percentage. Not everyone will like what a psychic has to say because it doesn't serve their agenda.
Yep.
Okay. And so I recognize that. And so when I say something, it's not my opinion about it. It's what I'm sensing is going on. And there is a lot that's going on that's unsettled. I can feel undercurrents that are going on that are not in the best interest of mankind. And we have to hold out for truth and trust, though, when we see something that's not going right, that if we maintain a higher vibration, then we can trust that divine right action is taking place.
Yeah.
This is leading somewhere, and it's not leading down the rabbit hole. Okay. We have to know that, yep, it's not been a fun year at times and in some ways, but we're going to come out of this on the other end. It, believe it or not, better for it.
Yeah.
We may not like the part of the certain legs of the journey, but we will come out better on the other end.
I think it's important for all of us to really be in the moment and keep an open mind. That's super important, you know?
Right.
Anyway, let's see what Merlin has to say about all this.
Merlin has something to say about everything.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Certainly got enough nice rocks to vibe off of.
By the way, hi, Jeannie and Roberta and Richard and all you fun people. So really great to have you join us. I like to welcome you while he's getting in there.
And remember, Merlin doesn't tell time.
I'll be on the time. Ronan usually doesn't mind if we go a minute or two over when Merlin's channeling.
Greetings, dear one.
Greetings, Merlin. So nice to have you join us.
Good to be with you.
You too.
Oh, and there are others, yes.
Yes, they're in the box.
Good to be with dear ones. Yes. There is amongst humans a great deal of anxiety and anticipation of what is to come, but with a high, how you say, incidence of fear, mm-hmm. that what has perceptually gone wrong will continue to go wrong. And when mankind has allowed himself to go down a path, you must think of literally going down a path, for it is easier for man to move downhill, but man must go uphill to return to the level where he was. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yes.
And you are, mankind, reaching this bottom of this canyon, and you are about to begin the process of the climb. And the climb will take time, but you will climb, and you will get to better places, happier times, healthier times. And man, when things are good, has a tendency, when the path ahead is easy, to somewhat run down the hill and pick up speed. But when Mother Nature stops assisting the trek, then man must rely on his own physicality to continue the journey. In these times, there are great questions, and in the journey of ascending this steep hill, man must insist on his quest for truth and no longer allow him to simply accept the words of leaders when their words serve them. When the common man has been subjected to dictated behaviors, they get used to the dictatorial actions of the leaders and simply, through habit, go along with the process. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
mankind, in regard to leaders, are coming to, how you say, somewhat of a day of reckoning. And this isn't just common man. This is everyone who exists on this stone you refer to as Earth. There is a leveling out that is about to take place. And truth is coming. And many wish to know about changes on your planet of leadership. And there are changes afoot. Changes for the better. And those who have abused man will be revealed. This is a time of enlightenment, and you make references to astrological configurations that mean things to mankind, but it is more cosmic than that. This is a universal moment of enlightenment. The light shall shine, illuminating the dark, and those who hide in the dark. And all must be prepared, for this will have the energetic release of the earth shaking. And dear ones, yes, there is much as you read and study and look at the box and every bit of information that comes your way. And at this time, to the fear of mankind, your star is doing a bit of a dance. Does this mean destruction on your Earth? No, it does not. It is simply a moment in time where there are energetic releases coming from your star.
You mean the sun is having that solar flare?
The sun, just like man, when he has indigestion and how you say gas, this celestial body is doing a release.
Okay. And it's not something to be majorly worried about.
It is not.
Okay.
No. No. And there is no celestial body at this time that shall make its way into the pattern that Earth is following that would create purported destruction.
Okay.
Man enjoys himself writing fiction.
Yes.
And when you read and study and look back, and you, dear one, there is much that you have read that was about things to come that were troublesome and problematic, and those things have not occurred, not acts of nature. The issues that have occurred are purported and committed by man, and man's atrocities to man. But you are in a time, dear one, where man and his behaviors shall not hide much longer.
Wow.
There are great truths to be revealed. Dishonesties, these atrocities of manipulation, and the manipulation of individuals due to too much time with eyes on the box.
People watching mainstream news, is that what you mean?
There is too much that is spoken by these individuals where they are following a great script.
Yes.
There is not individuality and uniqueness. They are simply told what to say.
Yes.
However, as mankind at times suffers, spirit cannot interfere in the choices of man, for man is man. And even when mankind acknowledges that another man has created a problem, when you feel it is a problem, you are part of the problem.
Absolutely.
So there is much to sort out, and less finger pointing is necessary. The problems have been surmounting for some time. But you can only pile up so much.
Yes.
Before it tumbles. and there is a great tumble that is coming, and it's not as if it tumbles tomorrow and that it is finished. This tumbling shall occur over several calendar times. You will witness change over the next two, how you say, solar cycles. And great patience is needed on the part of man,
yes,
as these changes occur. And individuals who, how you say, in authority, lord over lesser man, their towers will topple. And yes, yes, dear one, when the villagers storm the castle this time, it will be a storm of unseen proportion. And there will be those who storm the castle, who mankind thought, some of which were allies of the castle. They shall turn and storm the castle too.
Ah.
The masses will take their lives back. And for many, it is wise to remain calm.
Yes.
And there are those who are in fear, who speak of time to come as difficult, or as you say, dear one, fear-based. You're not in for lengthy times of trouble and financial decimation. There are shifts about to take place that will right the wrongs. These times are coming in your lifetime, soon in your lifetime.
Nice.
Mankind shall not starve. Mankind shall not be homeless. Mankind shall not be without love.
Nice.
Man will learn to love one another again.
Yay.
And the love that will amass will drown the hatred. There is a great magic that is forming. And it is the higher voices of mankind that shall sing. Mm. And for those who are more, how you say, God-fearing in their daily practices, the higher beings have not turned their back on you. They are there. They simply cannot interfere with man's actions. Therefore, mankind would not have free will and choice. And everything is a choice. You, dear ones, are souls in physical form. The concept of infinity lies within you. It is time for you to recognize who you really are and use your power for goodness.
Yes.
And to share that goodness with one another. And not lord over for the sake of power. The ones who proclaim power shall be powerless. And the masses will rule. The castles shall not be so tall over the homes of the villagers. There is a leveling that is in the works. Dear one, is there information that you seek?
Yes, we are in the midst of this illness that is called COVID-19. The coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, and they have formulated what they call a vaccine. And there is much information out about this vaccine, whether it's good for us, if it's not good for us. You know, I think people are looking for more clarity on if this is necessary to take this vaccine and if it's safe to take this vaccine. So if you have clarity for that, that would be fabulous.
Dear one, much complexities in your observations. And what you speak of is not so simply corrected, for the purported illness that you speak of that has created so much fear was constructed. This illness is not of a bacterial release of the planet. It has been produced, and it has complexities. To resolve these complexities, it takes many different remedies to do this. However, there is a natural order of man's being that can allow him to reject this illness. And many humans have experienced it, and their bodies are rejecting it, and they didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
The human body is a wonderful piece of machinery. However, the devices that you speak of as remedy are not comprised of materials that are completely suitable for the human condition. And so what you have is a certain level of, how you say, poison, counteracting poison. And those who have created these remedies are not sure of the effect on mankind. Therefore, this is an experiment. And you have individuals with various kinds of ailments. Therefore, you cannot single out that every individual has the same disease, and therefore they cannot be cured by the same remedy. Within each individual, different body parts are being attacked. It is not the same thing as if you simply have a bellyache. Do you understand?
I do.
Therefore, it would be wise to wait as much time as possible before ingesting something else that is deemed as unnatural. In time, the human body will find a way to process this and counteract it. And there are ways within your, how you say, what you ingest and how you take care of yourself, that you can be healthy and remain healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Mankind is scrambling to undo a problem that was created by man. And it has created a great amount of fear. And at the same time, this has become mankind's hope. This is a time for wisdom, not desperation.
Yeah.
Is there other that you seek, dear one?
We have two more minutes.
That is a lifetime.
In your world. There is this moment where we had an election and need I say more? There's a lot of people that are wondering who will be the next leader of our country as this election has been contested.
What is expected by perception is not to be. Do not allow yourselves to be fooled by evidence, dear ones. Truth is coming. You shall see. Great surprises in store.
Is that when the villagers are going to really storm the castle?
Be safe, dear one.
I have been hearing that we need to be prepared.
Is wise, but do not fear. Mm-hmm. You do not live in a castle, dear one. Therefore, you will not be stormed.
Okay. Thank you so much, Merlin. Thank you, thank you.
You are welcome,
dear ones. It is always a pleasure to speak with you.
Good to be with you, dear one. And we shall speak again.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Wow.
Hello.
Lots of good information from our friend.
I'm sure you'll tell me later.
Yes, I will tell you later. And now we have about 3 more minutes. So I just want to say, again, this is a moment to focus on divine right action taking place. This is a moment to be compassionate with each other. This is a moment to be patient, to be prepared. So love each other, you know, really be in a position where you are supporting each other. This is a time for unification. So if there is something that you're in disagreement with, you know, open up the minds about things and expand. Look deeper. You know, look at a lot of information, a lot of different sources of information, and make your own decision. Look at government papers. You know, really go to the source of information. And I got to say, I think Merlin is a really great source of information.
Merlin has no agenda.
He has no agenda whatsoever. And I got to say, Nick has been channeling him for a long time now, and he's been right every single time. So this is a moment for us all to really be all of that, you know, be what that all looks like. Basically, loving each other, compassionate. Yes. Those are the two big ones. Yeah. Right. Anything else you wanted to say?
In how things go, we have to allow ourselves not to get caught up in, if we think something is going to go wrong or not go our way, that's going to create these like terrible results for a long time to come. We have to come to realize that in this time with COVID, it's teaching people a lesson that people are going to realize they're not sheep. And people are going to realize, the people are going to realize how much power that they actually have.
Yeah.
You know, look, we are, because we're now in the age of Aquarius, we are in a time that only you shift constellations once every 2,000 years. So it's a very fascinating time to be on the planet to witness this. We're living this right now. And that's why we feel like we've been in this personal planetary earthquake,
yeah,
where all of a sudden everything is shifted. And you know, you go from the Piscean age and the Virgo and sub age, which has a lot to do with how we've developed in terms of medicine and psychology and the Industrial Revolution, into a much more evolved industrial time. And people that are into consciousness will thrive more in this, and people that are not into consciousness, it's not that they're like going to fall off the edge of the earth. It's just that it's going to challenge people that have built false foundations in life.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we're moving from very solid things into very airy things. And people are going to have to learn to air surf in life.
That's a new term. Hey, we're going to air surf.
Yep.
I'm looking at the time. We're going to have to say goodbye. I just want to say thank you all so much for joining us and supporting us. We can't even say how much we appreciate it. And for all of you that have shared our information out there, we'll be on again next week. Who's our guest next week?
We'll figure it out.
We're going to figure it out. So if there's anything in particular you would like for us to share with you all, let us know, and maybe we'll just make a night for you. In the meantime, what do you usually say at the end?
Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Thank you for watching. This has been Mainstream Metaphysics with
Audrey Newmont.
And I'm Nick Newmont, and Merlin around here somewhere. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
Good night, guys.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.